In this bulletin, the federal government to cover visa application fees for international students and backpackers over the next few weeks. A man's charged with murder over a 9-year-old girl's disappearance in the Blue Mountains. And in sport, Alex de Minaur beats Italian Lorenzo Musetti in another Australian triumph at the Tennis Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal government will rebate visa application fees for international students and backpackers to ease workforce shortages. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also announced that the government will allocate $3 million to a Tourism Australia advertising campaign to encourage students and backpackers to work in the country. He says this could help fill critical workforce shortages, particularly in healthcare and aged care.
What we will be doing is we will be rebating the visa application fees from all those who arrive today and going forward for students over the next 8 weeks, and that is a fee of some $630, and there are around 150,000 students who have visas who we are encouraging to come back to be there for the start of their university or college year.
Around 23,500 backpackers already have visas to come to Australia. New South Wales authorities have announced that residents who have had their second vaccine dose 3 months ago or more are now eligible for their booster from January 21st. It will be available at the 40 state-run vaccine hubs across New South Wales. It comes as the state records 2,863 COVID-19 hospitalisations, including 217 in intensive care and 32 deaths, a slight decrease from the record high 36 fatalities reported on Tuesday. New South Wales has also recorded 32,297 new infections. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the shortened timeframe is due to the continued threat of the Omicron variant.
Today's decision will enable over 3.5 million more people from our state to be able to be eligible for that booster shot. As we are clearly seeing, boosters are key to keeping yourself, your friends and your family safe.
Victoria has reported 18 deaths and the number of people in hospital with COVID-19 has increased to 1,173. It comes as the state's ICU admissions drop by 2 from yesterday to 125, with 42 patients currently on ventilators. A total of 20,769 new cases have been recorded. A man has been charged with murder over a 9-year-old girl's disappearance in the New South Wales Blue Mountains last week. On Tuesday night, police arrested a 32-year-old man at a Surry Hills unit. He has been refused bail and will appear in court today. The 9-year-old girl had been on holiday with her family in Mount Wilson when she was reported missing last Friday, prompting a search effort of more than 100 people through dense bushland. To tennis, in another Australian triumph at the Australian Open, Alex de Minaur has won against Italian Lorenzo Musetti. Musetti won the first set 6-3, but the Australian tennis star, nicknamed the Demon, gave a strong reply, winning the following three sets. De Minaur will face Polish player Kamil Majerzak on Thursday and has asked the crowd to let him know if he shows any negativity on the court.
I think the most important thing is I stayed positive throughout the whole match. Positive vibes only for 2022, so... So basically... I'm not allowed to get negative on court, so if you guys see me negative on court, make sure to tell me off.
But not all Australians found success on Tuesday night. Alexei Poprin exited the tournament after losing. Storm Sanders lost to Belarusian Arina Sabalenka despite a promising first set. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 41. Adelaide, sunny and 30. Melbourne, sunny with wind, 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, cloudy, 22. Wollongong, showers becoming windy, 23. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, rain becoming windy, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.